You now, you got it? Masil Sharm, you ready? Let's go back into the Masil Sharm. We're learning Masil Sharm written by who? Who's Masil Sharm written by who? Rav Moshe Chaim Lusato. Remember the name. We're learning the commentary on the Masil Sharm written by Rav Itamar Schwartz. Rav Itamar Schwartz wrote a famous sefer called Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, and he also wrote a commentary on Masil Sharm. So let's turn to the second page. Second paragraph on the second page. It's the word is Kayem. We talked about yesterday how he said, I understand why people might not have time to learn halacha, right, in depth. So you got to learn halacha, quick summary books that are out, because you need to know what to do. But the ideal would be if you had time to learn halacha in depth from the source. Not when it's talking about fixing the personality. When it's fixing character traits and midos, excellent and akhmai, when it's coming to fixing character traits, that you need work. Your human habit. By the way, our habits, the things we got used to doing, are so ingrained in us that it's so difficult to perfect our midos that we really, mamish, need to get into the kishkas. We need to go deep. So here we go, second paragraph. Kayem Eifo. There seems then that exists, hey, this is a great word here, Pa'er Atsum. You know what Pa'er over here means? It means like a chasm. You know what a chasm is? A chasm is, imagine I want to jump from here to here, and there's a giant pit in between. There's a chasm between. There's a gap between. There's a Pa'er Atsum ben Atfisa he'ionit halimudit. Sha'anu makir mechelek gemara v'lacha. Leben chelek tikun amidas. There's a great distance between the way we look at a Gemara shir versus how we look at fixing our midos. Bahalacha bar lanu she'ein magiyim lahalacha lamaisa. Everyone knows that you cannot get to the bottom of a sugya by learning in a couple minutes. You just can't. Ela yesh lilmod kodim et asugya lameshech yom or yamayim. You have to first learn the sugya for a couple days before you can get to the bottom line. Ula'itim, sometimes even weeks before you can get to the bottom line. But when it comes to working on yourself, lechalek et atzm avodas ha'avim ha'atzmo, yeshna yetia chazaka meod, lechapes ma la'asot. But over there, most people don't want to work on it. They just want to know what to do. We said this yesterday. Tell me, Rabbi, what do I do? That's it. Bottom line, that's all I want to know. Right? He says, no. By just knowing what to do, you'll never learn the essence of anything. You know what I think the biggest problem of learning right nowadays in school? This is the biggest problem. The school has got to teach you how to learn. Right? That's the job of school, to teach you how to learn. The problem with only learning how to learn is you never get to learn something deeply, truly, and all the way through. So by the time you walked out of high school, so you may be able to learn a little bit here, there, but you actually spent very little time learning something the way it's supposed to be learned. That's why you have so many kids leaving high school and they're like, oh, this Gemara thing is not for me. You haven't even begun yet, but it's a catch-22. You know, it's like learning how to fly a jet plane, right? A fighter jet. I got to imagine you have an idea of flying fighter jets and it's probably awesome. Then you get there to the training course and you realize it's a 5-year course. That's before you even get into the cockpit of the plane, before you even take off. And it's torture. It's horrific. And you're there for 5 years. But mamish, once you finish those 5 years, you're flying. In many ways, unfortunately, we have no better way to pass on Gemara to our children, to our teenagers. There's no better way to do it. You got to be able to teach them all the skills, how to learn. If we spend all of high school just doing fancy stuff in Gemara, but never learning the skills, you're never going to be able to do it on your own. And that's why, even though your schools are going to give you the methods how to learn, you have to find time how to do some serious in-depth learning. And that's why this kolel is great in the summer. Even as Rav Block said, this is not super intensive learning, but the learning that we are going to do, even though it's a short amount of time, we're going to take it deep and serious, so we give you a little schmeck, a little taste of learning, some geschmack stuff to be able to learn. Now, let's continue in the commentary on the Masil Sharm. Here we go. So he says, Yehudi hatorid beparnoso umisfana lo shalchalayos, kishem shemalam dimoso kitzore alochas, kach nita legam kitzore. And a person who's so busy with their job, their career, just like they have to do a quick summary of halacha, yes, they're also going to do a quick summary of how to behave. Aval ben Torah halomed be'ion Torah kedusha. But if you're going to have any time in your life to learn more at length, like you do now in the summer, or even in school, there's longer periods of time of learning, then you at least have to spend some time on learning in depth how to think about your hanhogas, how to think about your behaviors. So now look at the bottom. I'm coming near the end for today because I want to do something else with you. Okay, so from here. Madua Ashela Nishelasi. He asks a question. Look at the bottom of the page. Take a look inside for this question. Here's his kasha. Here is his bam kasha. Look at the bottom of the page. In the bottom of the page. Bottom of the page. Here we go. Amnam Hasheela hi. The question is, Madua Be'emes Yesh Tzorach Lilmod Chelek Gadol. Why is there really such a need to learn this Chelek of a Torah Be'iyun? Why do I need to learn the Torah of behaviors Be'iyun? Let's talk tachlis. Really talkless, right? I said yesterday because you're not going to get it unless you do. He's asking the real question here. Why do I really need to learn it? Let me give you a mashal. He gives you a mashal top of page 3. Adam nichnas le'ir she'ein amakir. Guy walks into a city where he doesn't recognize. He's never been there before. But rotza lahagia lechanupon, and he wants to get to Target. Okay, he's never been to the city and he wants to get to Target. Who otzer over v'shav v'shol osoech magim? People walking by, he asked them, how do I get there? Who amar lo tifna yamina? Waze tells him, good, turn right. Betzoma hashenit smola. When you get to the second juncture, go left. Sham tifna shuv yamina v'tagin l'chaz. Then you go right and then you'll get there. Okay? Gives you directions. This is a great mashal. In order for me to figure out where to go, do I have to spend days of analyzing the directions? No, just give me the directions and I'll get there. Right? It's a good question. If I want to know how to get from point A to point B, I turn on my Waze, I put in the address, I don't have to think about anything. Madua imkein. If that's the case, right? If I want to get the proper ways of behavior, Yeshlecha gaiva, if you have gaiva problem, you think you're all that, do this and that. You have anger issues, do this and that. But you want to have emunah, do this and that. Give me what to do. I don't understand. Why can't you just give me the Waze app on my midos? Give me the Waze app on my midos.
Well, because everyone's different.
So everyone's different. They're starting from different locations on the Waze app. Tell me how to adapt it for me a little bit. Good, Ian's saying, hold on. I'm minimizing. That's a great point. Because when it comes to fixing yourself, you have a different route how to get there. And it's like everybody having their own ways direction separately for them. That's very good. That's very good. Hold that thought. Hatshuva ledavar. The answer to this matter is na'utza bahavanas tsuras b'riyas ha'olam. The answer to this, na'utza means, it's pegged. It's pegged into understanding how God created you and the world. So here's our big question for today. Why can't you just lay out all the directions, what I need to do? Give me the manual, just like you would give me the manual, how to go on a journey and how to get somewhere. I don't need more than that. His answer is, because you need to understand the way God created the world and you to get an answer to this question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasa lanu Torah. God gave us a Torah. Osa anu lomdim umishtadlim lekayem. And we learn it and we try to learn it. The nefesh of a person is a kli. Hold on. It's plugged in there. The nefesh of an adam is a kli. It's a vessel. Right? The nefesh of an adam is a kli. It's a vessel. Lost my spot. Yeah. To receive the orator. Listen to that thought again. Let me say that again. You learn Torah. When you learn Torah and try to keep it, your body is a vessel to receive the light of what you're learning. Where's he going with this? Somebody tell me where he's going with this based on what I just said. Think it through for a moment. Where is he going? Okay. Yes.
That there must be a challenge. You can't just expect everything to come.
Say again.
What was the phrase you said again?
We learn Torah. It illuminates our soul. Our body becomes a kli to receive the light of the Torah we learn.
Learn Torah?
What?
Learn Torah?
Say it.
Learn Torah?
What has that answer? Go ahead. What does that answer say? Alright, listen to this. This is so I didn't think he was going this direction. It is so fabulous. He's using a second mushal now. Listen to this mushal, we'll stop with this. Adam she'ovet tmuras maskoret. A person works for a salary. And you give him his maskoret. Let's say it's direct deposit. You know what you could do? For your salary, no one has to give you a check. They could set up direct deposit to your bank account. Right? That's the way you could set it up here. If you work at Yavna, you could have your paycheck go direct to the bank account. You don't have to even see the check. Behilchas choshen mishpat. So in the laws of choshen mishpat, is that money yours when it goes to your bank?
Yes, your bank.
It's your bank account. Let me ask you. But is that money tied to your essence? Is it in you? No, it's over there. It went to my bank account. It's not in me. It's not me. It's the money that I got. It's in my bank account. I could spend it. But it's not in me. It's not connected to me, be'etzem. I'm just in charge of what to do with that money. I've been responsible of what to do with that money. But it's not me. It doesn't define me. I'm a person. My money's my money. But I am not my money. You understand? I am not my money. My money's my money. I'm me. And they're two separate things. But the Torah HaKedosha, look at the bold word, La'achersha Adam Lomedba, after you learn the Torah, it doesn't just sit Muneches Begeder Zavis. It doesn't just sit in the corner over there. Oh, it's some knowledge that I learned. I got some money, it's over there. No, when you learn the Torah, it becomes part of you. It becomes Torah so. Right, what's the bracha you say before you get an aliyah to the Torah? Right? God gave us a Torah. Torah Semes, right? This is how you remember. By the way, if you ever have trouble remembering what brachas to say when you get up there for the Torah, which one comes first, which one comes second, this is the way you remember. Before you start reading the Torah, you talk about how great God's Torah is. Torah Semes. After you read God's Torah, then it becomes, Das Alano is Torah So. He gave us his Torah. He gave it to us. It's ours now. It's in you. It's in you. It's not your bank. It's in you. The Torah changes you. It's inside of you. That's the difference. The difference is when it comes to Torah and that which you learn, it becomes part of you on the inside. Everything else is always outside of you. The money, outside of you. The phone that I got, it's outside of me. Torah transforms from the inside. We're going to use that Mir Tashem to develop his approach on why Midos are so essential to spend time on it. In terms of personal transformation and changing who you are. We'll stop there for today.